Lucy, didn't somebody say you got like 30 this week?
No, that is going too far. They were just surprised when they found out my age. They thought I was younger.
Uh-huh. You're not younger though, are you?
No, I'm not. So I feel bloody ancient now.
You are ancient.
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hi.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we can't find any inspirational women. Basically, we're looking at the inspirational women in our lives and in the world, and how actually we're not inspired by any of them. We even tried to get a few on the phone.
I get a feeling there's going to be a riot.
Oh, hello and welcome to episode 6 of Luke and Lucy FM. Can you believe we are 6 episodes in?
No, it's gone so fast.
It's gone so fast.
I remember the first one we did. It doesn't seem 2 minutes ago.
Well, it was 6 weeks ago.
6 weeks ago.
Yeah,
wow.
Exactly.
Where does time go?
Well, 6 weeks. That's where it's gone in a podcast. That's where the time's gone. And I just want to say hello. If you've not listened to us before, don't worry about it. Somebody asked me, actually 2 people have at least asked me this week, Luke, do you have to listen to any of these podcasts in order? If I miss an episode, what happens? Listen to them whatever order you want. 6, 4, 3, 2, 1, 6, 5, 1, 2. As long as you listen to them all, we're not bothered what order. It's self-contained. Is it episodic is the word I'm looking for?
Episodic? Is that even a word?
Is it? Lucy, you're a former journalist. You should know what the word episodic means.
Really sure it's not a word.
Google it right now. You got a phone in your hand. Google what the word episodic means.
I'm not Googling episodic.
Episodic. So basically, no, don't worry. If you've missed any previous episodes, just catch up on them. Head to, wait for it, lukeandlucyfm.com.
Oh.
And that'll take you straight to our Audio Boom page, or just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes. You can subscribe to our feed and it'll just pop every Sunday night at 9 o'clock in your feed.
Perfect.
Perfect indeed. Hello, I'm Luke Marsden, and a fact about me is that I have, wait for it, hold the record for the most consecutive Christmas light switch-ons in a row in Wigan, 6 years in a row.
Oh, wow. Such an achievement, Luke.
It's a substantial achievement, Lucy, and one day I hope to be in the Guinness World Records for that achievement.
You don't turn them on anymore, though, do you?
What's a fact about you?
Take that as a no, then. So, facts about me. I was once a finalist in the Face of Manchester 2009.
What the hell is a Face of Manchester?
I have no idea. It was some competition set up by the Manchester Evening News, the regional newspaper. And yeah, I was selected as a runner-up.
I mean, I'm not being funny, but I've seen some faces in Manchester and I wouldn't choose any of them to be the face of the city. So,
why?
So what did that entail? What did you have to... So runner-up means you weren't good enough to win, but you weren't bad enough to lose
as the worst ever
face, which is surprising, to be honest.
Well, obviously, we got through to the final and the final consisted?
Brilliant.
Consisted.
Former journalist.
I can't speak today.
She's drunk.
So drunk. Consisted of like a little catwalk show.
Did you have to wear like a skimpy outfit?
No, just normal clothes.
Was you as elegant as Kendall Jenner on the catwalk?
Well, if you count falling over and tripping over in my heels, that elegant, then no, I went flying.
Please, please, please tell me there is footage of you tripping up on the catwalk.
No, thank God it has been erased from everybody's memory. I had to grab hold of the like model guy next to me.
Oh, jeez, I bet that was painful for you.
Oh, it was so embarrassing.
Did you end up dating that model?
No.
No.
I had a boyfriend at the time, yeah. So no.
Yeah. What did your boyfriend at the time think? There she is, my woman, on a backside, on a catwalk. Oh, but at least she came runner-up.
At least I was runner-up. Have you entered
that ever since?
No.
Oh, interesting. So, it's been, speaking of catwalks and women, this week it's been Inspirational Women's Week or Inspirational Women's Day or something like that. I saw it on Twitter and it got me thinking about inspirational women, both in my life and in the world. And then I thought to myself, what the hell is Inspirational Women's Day? Now, before you have a go at me, Lucy, for saying, oh, there's going to be a men's one. Yes, the men's one is in November.
There is a men's one.
There is a men's one, and it's in November.
I didn't know that.
Yes, there is a men's one, and that...
I thought it was all just about the women.
No, it's not all just about the women, Lucy.
The best race, really, aren't they?
You can give birth, that's it. And I just...
I could do a lot more things than that, Luke.
And, it kind of made me think about just... what it means. I mean, what the heck is in sport? Because it's just ridiculous. Like, it was in correlation with British Pie Week this week, so we've had pies.
It was a British Pie Week this
week. Yeah, exactly.
We should have pie.
Have you not?
No, we need to have a pie.
We both come from Wigan and we've not had a pie this week.
What the hell?
That is an absolute world travesty.
No, I've been
so what the
busy.
Heck's Inspirational Women's Week Day?
Okay, so. International Women's Day, actually, Luke, not inspirational. So International Women's Day is always celebrated on March the 8th. It's a global day celebrating the social, economic, cultural and political achievements of women. The day also marks a call to action for accelerating gender parity.
What does gender parity mean, Lucy?
I'm guessing equalness between genders.
Oh, okay, that's just a guess. And also, did you say it's called International Women's Day, not Inspirational?
You've been saying it wrong the whole time. So the
name of this episode of the podcast is one where we can't find any inspirational women.
Yep.
Should actually be
International Women.
Oh, well, we're too late. We've branded it now, so we'll have to keep it.
It's Inspirational Women, though, doesn't it?
That's what it means.
So it's not too bad.
I suppose that's what it means. So, I mean, what the idea of this day is to raise awareness of women.
Yeah, and the achievements they've done and what they do for mankind, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, let's talk about it on a local podcast level, Lucy. You're one half of Luke and Lucy FM. You're the Lucy half.
I would say I'm quite inspirational.
Are you serious? You think you're in...
Maybe not.
Okay, let's break this down.
Okay, I'm kidding.
No. You've said it. How do you think you're inspirational?
I don't know.
You're a former journalist.
Yeah.
You're a former runner-up of The Face of Manchester.
Yeah.
You've dated former stars.
Doubtful.
I'm not really being inspired here, Lucy. Although, is it supposed to inspire me? Is it supposed to inspire women?
Yeah, it's supposed to inspire women. Well, let's take a look at some of the most influential and inspirational women of throughout the globe.
You mean international?
Internationally. So, having a little Google, we found Oprah Winfrey is up there with being one of the top inspirational women and dubbed the Queen of Media.
I kind of get that. You know, she had a big talk show and then she has her own network, OWN. The Oprah Winfrey Network in America.
Yeah. She uses TV basically to help us live our lives however the best we can do so.
Yeah. I mean, it's good to see that she doesn't sell out as well. For example, it's good to see that yesterday I didn't watch her on a Weight Watchers advert.
Yeah.
It's good to see that she's got her principles intact.
Well, she's a billionaire, so.
Yeah. What do you think she's done with that
money? That's probably
money?
Why she's inspirational, because she's so rich.
What do you think she's done with her Weight Watchers money?
I'm not sure what she's done with her Weight Watchers
Might have
money.
Invested it back into her own. Network.
Wow.
Possibly, just saying.
Moving on. Hillary Clinton is another inspirational woman. As a presidential candidate in 2008, she won more primaries and gathered more delegates than any other woman in US history.
And of course, she could potentially be, in a few months' time, President Hillary Clinton.
She could do.
Of the United States.
You really want her to be President Hillary Clinton, don't you?
I don't want to get all political on this episode, but I feel as though that, yeah, I think she would be the best person who we've got in the current lineup. I think she'll
really?
Be good.
What about Donald Trump?
We're going to keep this podcast as the one we can't find inspirational women, not the one we can't find inspirational Trumps.
Well, moving on from that, my favourite inspirational woman has to be the very own Mother Teresa.
Now, you have often referred yourself as like Wigan's Mother Teresa, or was that me? I can't remember.
It was probably you.
So, Mother Teresa, a lot of people were saying that, Mother Teresa was, when you think of somebody who was generous and giving
She's
and self-sacrificing, it was Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
But is there a modern-day Mother Teresa?
I can't think of one. I know, obviously, I think Princess Diana, but she was in the same...
Yeah, and,
both.
She can't be inspirational that much anymore, can she? She's not with us.
Well, neither is Mother Teresa, but they're still inspirational women for what they did when they were here.
We need a current woman. Them two aren't with us anymore.
I don't know. Like, who would you say? Beyoncé or something?
I would definitely put Beyoncé in the realms of Her Royal Highness Princess Diana and global charity icon Mother Teresa. I mean, by that standards, you could say people who say Angelina Jolie.
Oh,
is
well,
inspirational.
Yeah, she just loads of charity work, doesn't she?
She's definitely inspirational for women who want to take another woman's husband.
Well, yeah. Well, there you go. Homewreckers.
They're inspirational.
Controversial. How about Michelle Obama? She's been named as one of the most inspirational women's lawyer, campaigner against childhood obesity,
yeah.
Mum in chief, And she's got great biceps.
Has she?
Apparently so.
I wouldn't mind checking out the first lady's biceps.
Oh, you wouldn't mind checking out more than just a biceps either?
No. I'm, Floatus.
Floatus. Pardon?
Floatus. First lady of the United States.
Oh, okay.
Floatus.
Never heard that one before.
No?
No.
Were you not allowed to see Floatus?
No.
No?
Is that actually a thing?
Yeah, seriously, that's what she called. Floatus.
Really?
POTUS, President of the United States. Floatus. Wait for it. You've not seen the thing on Twitter this week. It's been a big trending thing, isn't it? About the Supreme Court nominee for President Obama.
Right.
SCOTUS.
Yeah. SCOTUS.
We could be here all day. Wait for it. LOTUS.
Oh, dear.
Luke and Lucy of the United Centennials or something.
Well, let's continue. A very controversial, inspirational woman would be Margaret Thatcher.
Now, I asked somebody in the office before we recorded this podcast about her thoughts on Margaret Thatcher, and she said that she thinks that Margaret Thatcher was an inspiration. She was she could hold her own on the global stage,
yeah.
A world leader.
And she was the first, obviously, woman prime minister ever.
If I phoned my dad now and asked him for his thoughts on Margaret Thatcher, I'm telling you, it would be a very different story on whether or not my dad thinks Margaret Thatcher is an inspirational woman.
Definitely.
Quote, she bloody ruined this country.
Ooh.
She brought it to his knees, is Barry Marsden's opinion. He won't listen to this, so I can name him. I'll be okay.
I do know a former miner as well who, and quote, said he would celebrate when she died.
And she has died.
She
did
has
he celebrate?
Died. Probably.
What did he
I wouldn't put it past him.
What did he do to celebrate?
Had a little party.
Seriously?
It wouldn't surprise me. I don't know for sure, but...
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Some people would... Yeah, I suppose I would see it like
some
that.
Some people hate her. But at the end of the day, you can't deny that she was the first woman prime minister. So she must have been doing...
No, Lucy, you can't deny that she was definitely the first woman prime minister. Yes,
yeah.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
She obviously did something about it.
Well, yeah, there's something like that.
However, when I was on my little Google search for international inspirational women,
whatever we're calling it,
so a little article comes up from the Daily Mail, of course. Headline: wife rips off her Romanian husband's testicles with her bare hands after he refused to help her with the housework on International Women's Day.
I mean, I don't know. You're joking on the thought of the testicles. Look at it. Just coughing her head off. Get some water, Lucy.
I need some.
Need some water. So a woman with her own bare hands.
I Googled inspirational women and that came up.
So a woman has ripped off a man's testicles.
Man's testicles.
How would you physically do that?
After he failed to give her flowers and then refused to do the housework.
Well, he'll not be going anywhere near a flower anytime soon as well then.
God.
Oh my word. Romania.
So
I never want to go there.
Yeah, so apparently the mother of one grabbed hold of her husband's testicles and pulled violently during the argument. She says she didn't realise her own strength.
So his actual... They came off.
It came off.
Oh my. Well,
his left testicle was left hanging out of his scrotum after the skin was ripped apart.
Stop.
What
stop,
are we talking
stop,
about?
Stop. I am so sorry. If you're in the car right now, maybe you're listening to it and the kids are in the back seat. Stop. Just apologise on her behalf. Lucy has gone too far. She's
too
obsessed
far.
With scrotums.
I'm not.
And I just want to say that we can only wholeheartedly apologise for this. We don't want an explicit rating on iTunes, and that's what I feel this podcaster might actually get
I
now.
I didn't write the article. I'm sure throughout my journalism days you weren't allowed to say that word, but
Lucy,
clearly...
Lucy, you wrote an article about a man having sex with a postbox.
Well,
so,
true.
You know, you're obsessed with sexual objects and things.
I wouldn't say obsessed.
Our heart goes out to the man in Romania, and if you need any advice...
Well, he said, I think he must have done something to deserve it.
You know what it was? You're spending too much time listening to Luke and Lucy FM,
well,
the
there
podcast.
There you go. Too much time listening to that and not doing the housework. However, you could listen to that and do the housework at the same time.
You could be doing that right now. Maybe you've got your
Men
iPhone
can't
in.
Multitask, though.
No, what are you talking about? This week, I was typing an email, probably to you, whilst listening to Luke and Lucy FM.
Multitasking at its finest.
LukeandLucyFM.com, by the way, for all previous episodes. And, you know... I can't get over that Romanian. I'm not even... We're going to move on. You know what the annoying thing is?
We need to move on.
One of the reasons why we call this episode the one where we can't find any inspirational women is because actually we've struggled to get an inspirational woman on the phone.
I've
contacted Davina McCall, busy... Emma Willis,
busy.
I even contacted Louisa Zisman off The Apprentice.
Who?
She was the one who did Serbia to Big Brother, and she's quite attractive, and she's got a fake pair of Zisman's.
Boobs.
Yeah. And,
I'm not sure. I don't think I remember her.
Yeah, so I contacted her. I don't know whether or not she's inspirational, but I thought I'd give it a go. Couldn't come on the phone. I even contacted Judy James, who was on the very first episode.
Yeah. Did she not come on?
Too busy.
She was so up for coming on last time.
So
maybe she's had enough of us.
We had to move down the rung a little bit, and we moved down to Lucy's mum, Babs.
Oh, bless her. My mum is very inspirational. Babs has inspired a lot of women in her time.
Babs has far from inspired women. And what Babs has also done is let us down.
So she has let us down.
If you listen to this, Babs, I want you to know that this podcast could have been better if you'd come on this podcast to talk about inspirational women.
But she refused.
But she point blank refused.
I even got a message off of this morning criticising our radio show. Well, not our radio show. Me on the radio show.
It can't possibly criticise my efforts on the show.
So I got a text saying, morning, what is wrong with you? You can't seem to get your words out properly. You seem to be struggling with certain words.
You know what that is about. Because you're not inspired by Babs.
I'm not inspired. Maybe she refused to come on. So
sorry, Babs.
Or maybe I'm just having a mini stroke or something.
Possibly. If you're listening to this right now and you can think of one woman in your life, or you can think of a celebrity, or you can think of somebody that you think, actually, I look up to that person, drop us a tweet at Luke and Lucy FM.
Let us know.
We want to know.
Who is inspirational to you and why?
And frankly, you know, it's the sort of thing where I was watching it on the day, and when I first looked at it, International Women's Day, I thought it was a day where, you know, like, there was that male cancer thing where men can, like, check them. You know, like you check your scrotums, for example, and like people tweet about
it. Why do you keep saying that word?
I thought International Women's Day was about like women getting together and like checking each other's lumps and things.
Okay, let's leave it there.
No, I'm just saying, you know, as women, you all get together and, you know, do that sort of thing.
I don't see that as a regular Friday night occurrence with my friends.
Is that not what you do?
That's not what we do.
Amongst your circle of friends, is there anybody that you really look up to?
I'll have to think about that one.
That's an absolute no. That's an absolute no. I mean, you know, my mum's a nurse.
I love them all to death.
You know, my mum and sister are nurses. You could say in that way they're inspirational
there
and stuff.
There you go.
Although, to remind ourselves, this podcast is actually supposed to be called The One Where We Can't Find Any International Women. Was obviously we renamed it Inspirational because we can't find any inspirational women.
So we do want to know, who is your inspirational woman? Do let us know at Luke and Lucy FM, and we'll give them a special mention next week, either on the show or on the next podcast.
Yeah, or what do you mean on the show?
On our radio show.
Then, Lucy, that means that somebody listening to this is listening to our radio show as well, which, by the way, we'd love that idea.
We would love that idea. There's nothing wrong with that.
No. I'm just saying. And I just want to say a big thank you to every single person who has got in touch and left us a comment on Audioboom, left us a review on iTunes. I want to say a big thank you to Christina, to Curl, to Chris, to Darren, to Andrew, to Phoebe, to Merck, to James.
Saying...
No, seriously, all these people have left us a massive review.
That is quite
review.
Cool.
My girlfriend's name in there as well. I forced her to do it.
I heard Phoebe mention then. You can't not mention her.
But is Phoebe an inspirational woman?
No.
I only saw her 12 hours ago.
I think to you, Luke, she is inspirational.
No, she's not.
She is.
But she's not.
She is.
To who?
To you.
How am I inspired by her? She's a university student and she has her own swimming school. I'm not slagging her off here, but I'm just saying it's not exactly inspirational to me.
She's
not exactly Susan Boyle, who I find an absolute inspiration.
Gem.
No,
she
but
is.
I do though.
She's the nation's favourite.
She's not the nation's favourite what? She's not a quality street. For me, she is an inspirational woman. She's gone through the adversity and the diversity that she's faced.
Many long words for you, Luke.
I'm just saying that she's gone through a lot and she dreamed a dream and her dream come true because she's a multimillionaire. She did that. She's a multimillionaire now, Lucy. That's all I'm saying.
She is. You're right. I would love to be a multimillionaire.
On that note, dreams do come true. Just ask Susan Boyle. Unless, of course, you're an average Joe like Lucy, then you've got no chance. You've got to look up to people like Susan Boyle.
Thanks, Luke.
Thank you so much for listening to this week week's episode. We are back next week on episode 7, and I promise it's going to be an absolute corker. So tune into that. Please keep leaving us a review on iTunes. If you've listened to this, give us 5 stars. If you've hated it, please still give us 5 stars. Leave a review on iTunes, audioboom.com/channel/LukeandLucyFM for all previous episodes. Or if you forget all that, LukeandLucyFM.com. It can take you where you need to be. On that note, Lucy, I don't need to clap at this point. I'm going to clap you for being one of the least inspirational people I've ever met.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome, Zizi.
Such a great crowd.
You're welcome.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.